Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that were.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
All of this!
I'm young.
Yeah.
I'm handsome. I'm bad. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
All of this!
I am the greatest! Ladies and gentlemen!
It's your boy Lil Hot the Money Man, and you are now tuned in to the number one radio station, my radio station, Lawless Radio, homie.
Yeah, I represent like I should every day for my neck of the woods. Square business, everything kosher, numbers understood. Some time in prison held you down. I did everything that I should. Held down in a jam. I really gave a damn. Did everything I could.
You know it's money in the bill. Yeah, that's the kid flying. I love how I'm feeling. Smooth. Max them like I do shoes. Nothing less than a bad boo. Out in my coupe. I'm addicted to the race for the paper. Live at a fast pace. Move bricks out of a blazer to keep the cash straight. Rubber band snapper. Not another man rapper. Hey, look. That ain't my forte. Whole court on the street, so respect the game method. Don't be shocked if you shot. That's what came with a lesson. He was waiting for the ball. A long arm of the law. For the squad, he was riding for his flaws. He would fall. Showed him two kicks of white and he told him it was wrong. Should've known better with a new mature. Not sore in the game, saw the lawyer unsure. Gotta pay to meet to make it if you're knocking at the door.
Yeah, I represent like I should every day for my neck of the woods. Square business, everything kosher, numbers understood. Sometime in prison, held you down. I did everything that I should. Held down in a jam. I really gave a damn. Did everything I could.
Feels so good.
I'm way bent now. Credit score up. Weight went down. I cook like yummy. And when in the crowd, I just look like man. Study my demeanor. Everything I bust comes straight from the cleaner. All the kicks from the flight club. Bustin' it. Got a brain that shine like a 100-watt light bulb. I start a little drama. Cause if nobody do, I'm taking up for my mama. There ain't no stopping me. Hook up and rust, go half on some properties. One stop, two racks. Prepare for a sights, keep going. Cock, screw that. Hood say the chorus with me. Shots to tug local nice when I'm locked down in Forest City.
Yeah, I represent like I should every day for my neck of the woods. Square business, everything kosher, numbers understood. Sometime in prison, held you down. I did everything that I should. Held down in a jam. I really gave a damn. Did everything I could.
Feels so good.
Ask me how fine. I'm in the club on the outskirts of cloud nine.
Feel activated, about time. Patron platinum spilling in my glass on the rocks, squeezing out loud. You feeling over there, my new?
Yep, Patron.
Got me.
So south, I feel I'm out of my own.
And when you was doing that, I'm at a bag speaking hockey in the air, back and forth, and a friend still jock me. From the club to the whip to the hotel lobby. Treat birds like serves and make no sales sloppy. You got it?
Roger that tenfold copy.
Tell them that it's pumping. Later on, we hot.
To get so bent, I let my homegirl go down.
Nah, that so-and-so girl bent down. Strap while we roll round.
And we make so much noise straight from mine back to your town.
Yeah, I represent like I should every day for my neck of the woods. Square business, everything kosher, numbers understood. Sometime in prison, held you down. I did everything that I should. Held down in a jam. I really gave a damn. Did everything I could.
Feels so good.
Mike, 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 M
Yeah, I'm boss and I'm lawless. Floss, I'm flawless. Swag check, yeah, I'm crossed with coolers than the fly, so be cautious. Spit the kind of game to make you rewind and pause this. Money green like the last drag on. Just another side effect from when I cut my swag on. Just hop on, get my jet lag on. Drop top on the Chevy like the vet half gone. Tag on, but the X effects immaculate. Dimes around me like I spray factors that I haven't shit. You want the whole truth. Dimes slow themselves, that piano man like a 20 cent toll booth. Impress them, collect them as I dress by. Sex them and caress them cause they try me like a test drive. Shopping moment, homie, breezes wanna get they breath signed. Certified piano, stay flyer than the next guy.
Kilo P. Greedy and Lawless Radio, Crucial Conflict Church. Yo, what up? This your boy Nevermore, Crucial Conflict. You know what I'm saying? Lawless Radio all day, every day. You play it, you hear it, you dig.
You dig? What's the business? What's the business? What's the business? You already know what it is, baby. It's Lawless Radio Unchained. You got the chairman, D. Smith, Toy, and Special K, man. Next 2 hours, we're going to do what it is we do, and that is support your local come-up, unsigned, underground, independent music with some grown folk conversation. Hey, y'all know the number, 646-478-5209. Y'all trying to get at us on Twitter, man. Be a part of the conversation. Use the hashtag, the Unchained Crew. Man, we're on Twitter at Lawless ENT. You can find us also on Facebook. It is at Lawless ENT, man. We're going to go ahead, man, kick this show off, man. Make sure that all of that good feedback y'all got out there, man, is coming in, man. I mean, y'all done jumped all over this. Everybody want to be in love. Everybody want to have love. Everybody want to have all that kind of good love around them. Everybody want all that good romance. I'm digging. I'm digging. Hey, Special K, we got you all right.
Yeah, you
I'm here.
And I'm sipping on some. Yes, I am.
Hey, man, we own here. We own here, man. Hey, it's a grueling, horrifying day in the ATL. I say that right now, boy. They got lightning, thunder, and all kind of everything, and we got some kind of – I don't want to do name-calling for the individual because they may have been, you know, killed or whatever, but somebody actually used this weather to blow down one of our transformers. So we working in the dark around here until they can get the transformers, and seeing as how it's coming down the way it's coming down, I don't know about them, but I ain't messing with no electricity in this weather. So I'm under the assumption that we're going to be working with darkness for the rest of the night. That's just the way I'm feeling right now. Because I know it wouldn't be me. I'm telling you right now. This time, hey, y'all don't pay enough for this right here. I got to fall back. But, hey, man, like I said, hopefully they are all right, man. And my hat off to the guys and girls working Georgia Power. They out there doing what it is they doing. So if y'all hear that little ding, that little noise in the background, man, that's them and they trucks that keep pulling in and pulling out, man. So y'all get us straight out there, Georgia Power. Shout out to y'all. What's going on with you, Special K? Special K, where you go? She went to find her bottle. Girl, you got the wine going already? Oh, you know what? Before I kick the show off, too, man, I want to send a salute out to Crucial Conflict. Crucial Conflict, Westside, Chi-Town, my guys, man, inducted into the Universal Hall of Fame, well, Hip-Hop Hall of Fame, man. So salute to them cats, man. All love to y'all, man. That is something else, man. Rep that Westside, man. I'm digging. I'm trying to make sure that we got everybody in, man, before we kick off, man. Because like I said, I got a lot of feedback going on this, man. And I put the question out there. The question out there is, romance still necessary? Do relationships still require the lovey-dovey? And so many people have jumped on this, you know. And, you know, when it comes down to topics like this, man, it is usually the ladies that dominate. So it's like, fellas, where y'all at, man? I know guys got an opinion on this, so I want to hear from the guys because, you know, the only guy response that I got is my man Freddie. Freddie said that, you know, with the way women are today, you don't have to be lovey-dovey. You can get what you want when you first meet them, you know, so you don't have to work for it anymore, you know. And I don't want to take just that response, you know, as a response for guys, because I know there's some romantic guys out there, man. That's some dude right now laid back with his wife, laid back with his girlfriend, you know, and it's a new world. You know, there's some guy laid back with his guy, you know, that may have an opinion on the topic, you know. So I want to give everybody the opportunity, man. So y'all know that number, 646-478-5209. Hit us up. Let us know what y'all think. I'm going to go ahead and hit some of this feedback I'm already getting on Facebook. And like I said, you know, women have really been dominating. You know, my guy Waleed here. Shout out to my guy Waleed, DJ House Music, Chi-Town. This is my dog, y'all. Waleed said, yeah, much needed. Tracy says, you know, it's needed to bring more intimacy physically and emotionally, you know, and that's the relationship. You know, my little sister even chimed in, Erica. She said, so needed, which is something you don't see much of these days, you know. And having a conversation with somebody a little bit earlier today, and we were just talking about, you know, music, you know. A lot of people call it progression, you know, and Prince, you know, rest in peace. Said it was actually a degression. You know, Prince was talking about with the microwave situation, you know, how everybody wants everything fast. You know, everybody is now in the habit of having the music the same way. You know, it is quick. You know, you jump on the computer. You don't have to learn how to play. You can move squares and everything around. But he also said that one of the things that, you know, were lost in this microwave music genre was the intimacy in the music, You know, the love in the music, the romance in the music. You know, from Turn Off the Lights, you know, Let's Get Closer. You know, you had that right there, you know, and you can go back and you can listen to them old songs to, you know, basically today, you know, what I want to do to you, you know, and all of the things that I want to do to you, know. You know, let's not leave anything to the imagination. You know, they used a lot of imagination in the music back then. They actually painted a picture. They didn't come right out. I mean, it was I Want to Love You and all of that stuff there. But still, you know, you had a song like Sadie, you know, which was a very romantic song to me, you know. And when you sit around and think about, you know, he talked singing about his mother and stuff. And I'm trying to think of the other song that we actually came up with. What was it? I stumbled to the door. She was right at the floor. I couldn't see. Well, you know how it goes. I really miss her. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, however that doggone song went. But my man was thinking about his doggone dog. You know, but it still sounded romantic. You know? First off, when you're a kid listening, man, he stumbled over his girl. She was just laying on the floor. My man, you put it down, my dude. You know, but, you know, I think in listening to the music, you know, I agree with a lot of people that that is missing, you know. But the question is that a part now? Is that a requirement? You know, are ladies requiring, you know, this intimacy? Are they requiring? No, I cannot. I'm sorry, Toy, I cannot hear you. Toy? Is having a situation here. Let's make sure that we got her. Toy, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Well, thank you for unmuting me. Gee.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute now. Let me. I'm finna read back to you. You know, y'all know these ladies love to give me a hard time. All right. You said that. Oh, this is what you did. Okay, I see what you did. When I was asking, I was looking for the number you were calling from. So I'm looking for a 5209 to pop up for you, but you were talking about the show number. So this is my fault, and I'm going to take that lump, Toy. I'm going to take that lump because I'm sitting here looking for a 5209, and I don't see it. I see this number
I'll
sitting there all
day. I'll happily give you that lump.
Hey, don't come at me. Don't come at me now. I'm talking about romance and intimacy and
you're
love.
You're not talking about being
stuff.
Romantic and intimate with me, so why should I give you any leeway?
I'm going to send you a flower through the computer. How that sound?
Please.
Girl.
Thank you. You're so sweet.
Look at you. Ain't I meals.
You eat so fast.
Hey. You know exactly what we're talking about. You've been there. You've been here. You've been listening. You know, and I mean, just the conversation when I got the questions today, you know, from D, you know, shot it out and just wanted to ask. You know, I just got a few people that I really, really bounce questions like that off of, you know, without, you know, sometimes people really get so in their doggone feelings when you ask questions, you know, especially if it's something that they don't believe in. Instead of, you know, just giving an answer as to, you know, hey, this is how I feel, I don't believe in it, you know, and whatever it is, just being bad, people really like to get in their feelings. You know, don't nobody feel like mm-hmm. that. How can you speak for nobody? You can't speak for everybody. You only speak for yourself. Well, don't nobody. Everybody
exactly.
I know. So everybody you know feel the same way you do. And I find that, you know, highly impossible. You know, but still, so I got a few people that ask questions like that. And, I mean, everything keeps driving back to the same thing, you know, with people wanting stuff quick. You know, you don't have the old Janet Jackson, you know, let's wait a while, you know, before we do that. It's like, man, I just met you, and I'm trying to do this right here, right now. You know, I'm not waiting for your HIV test results to come back. Let's go ahead and get down, you know. I don't know if it's just a part of today. I won't even say today's generation, because I know adults, you know, that just meet and go with it, and you see the interaction with them and their significant other, and it's not there. You know, it's like, oh,
yeah.
Wow, my man. She let you get away with that, my dude? Bruh, I wish I was. Man, we go, hey, you know, some things you start, and I'm a firm believer of not starting anything you don't plan to finish, you know. Our entire relationship, I won't allow my wife, you know, and my daughters for that fact to carry back, you know, just the gentleman in me. That's just me. I won't walk through the door before a woman. Again, it's just the gentleman in me. I will hold the door. You know, things like that. You know, stuff that I talk to my boys. But guys, you know, I watch a dude take off running in the rain to the ride, and he got in it. And his girl still out there. It's like, playboy, if anything, tell her to wait right there so you can bring the ride around so she can get in it. You just did the 40-yard dash. Now you got her doing the 40-yard dash. Like, you know, if people don't see things like that as being romantic, they don't see that. You know, it's that, man, I ain't finna get wet, man. We gonna get wet together. Oh, dog. Oh, making her feel special. That's what this is all about. That's what you did to get her. You know, we had a show once. Well, I believe, was it you or was it Special K that said, you know, when we first meet, there's our representative. We have our representative speaking for us, you know, in these relationships. It's not us. You know, and I think people forget, like, after the representative is gone, they done gave you this big build-up. You've got to now keep this going. It's up to you now to keep this going. So the representative, you know, was out here opening doors and stuff, and I'll get that check. Oh, can I pick you up? I'm going to call you promptly at 7. I'm such the gentleman. And now, you know, you gone. At least the representative is gone. It's like, did I say all of that? Was it me for real? I got to give me a new representative because I can't be doing all of this stuff. You know, I like football.
But you know, some people get in relationships and they never had to be on their best behavior, though.
Now let's talk about that.
We must
expand on that because yes, I have seen this, and I want to know. I want to put it right because I don't want, you know, women to hear it wrong. But so let's, okay, here you go. Rewind. I'll paint a picture. Instead, once upon a time, guys looked clean. Guys got in, they casket freshness to go and try to take a young lady, you know, wherever, something to eat, to the movies, you know, or wherever it was they was trying to take a young lady. You know, they were on their best. It was as if they was going to church, you know. Now, today, I look and I see the most bummiest and dirtiest of guys walking around with women that revere them. And it's like, have standards gone out of the door, out of the window? Are women more desperate to be with somebody? Or is it a I'll take what I can get type of affair? Because when you see these guys, first off, appearance, people like to say that appearance ain't everything, and yes, it is, because it's a part of the presentation, you know, but then you also see how they treat the ladies. You know, I own a restaurant now, and I remember going, and the guy, you know, allowing his girlfriend to order, and then he ordered. Now, when that check came around, wasn't no need of her looking at it, because my man had that. Now, today, and here, no, you ain't getting that. You're going to get this. No, we just going to split it. Man, if you ain't paying, ain't no need of you saying what you want. Hey, just let her get. You know, I hear that so much. So it's like, why are you dealing with this? Why are you here? Do you think it's been a complete about face?
It has been all the above that you said. The standards aren't set. Women are taken whatever, because for some reason they just, it seems like they're floundering, like, I better take this one. There may not be another one that comes along. Maybe they saw their mothers or aunties or other women in their life just accept bad treatment, and they don't know that they actually set the precedent on how they're treated from the very beginning.
Right, right.
Standards are lowered. Some women don't even have standards. Like, everybody got this microwave mentality. Like, let me get mine now. Don't say mine for later. Just right now. So there is no courting anymore.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what I was just about to get to. The courtship. Okay, my son-in-law. My son-in-law and my daughter, my daughter is now 26. But her and my son-in-law met when they were 7th grade. He called the house and asked for her. You know, me ain't playing that. Hey, bruh, call my daughter again, and you'll come up missing. Think I'm playing with you. Okay? Well, now, got a chance to meet the kid freshman year. He's a nice kid. Nice kid, you know. Still, again, you know, he comes to me, you know. If I wanted to take your daughter out, would you have a problem with it? Damn right I would. You ain't taking her nowhere. Okay. I said, but when my daughter hits 17 years of age, I give her all the permission in the world to go on a date. On a date. That is it. But now keep in mind, on that date, I will do to you what you plan to do with my daughter. So you better be just trying to shake her hand. So my man, of course, laughed. But I kid you not. Her 17th birthday, this guy shows up, and he shows up with a card and stuff, and asks, can they go on a date for her birthday? Now, for me, you know, being a Gemini, they say there's two sides of me, and there actually is. Because that side right there came out. The mushy side, like, man, I can't believe this because I haven't saw anything like this in so long. I don't see anybody courting. I don't see anybody, you know, this whole, can we go out? I want to get to know you. You don't see that. Now, I'm not going to be naive to believe that since 8th grade, these fools ain't been going and doing sneaking and all that. I will not believe that. But it was the whole respect and the way, you know, the whole thing played the way I saw it. You know, they still together this day and all of that stuff. But I don't see that. You know, I see, you know, people meeting, and then, you know, my man basically on Facebook now putting out there, or she on Facebook putting them out there. You know, you know, I got that on the first night. And now to hear women say that is astonishing to me, because women used to be, I'm like, you walk in the room and my man and her is doing it. And y'all get out the room, and my man said, I got something. She said, I swear to God on my mama he didn't. Like, hold on, what did I just say? Didn't I just, and she carried that to the grave. She would care. Now, yeah, well, she getting my leftovers. That's what she getting. Hold on, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Hold. Well, what happened? Where did this come from? I am astonished. Never in a million years would have saw that. You know, it was the never kiss and tell stuff. You know, because I had female qualities. Yeah, me and him did something. Yes, we did. No, we didn't. Yes, we did. You swear to God. Well, my mouth was so doggone crazy glue. Because you had to be crazy glued if you wanted to get some more. Because the next female wasn't going to give you none because she saw how loose your mouth was with this one. So you was out. Mm-hmm. My mouth was, my lips was, man, I was, and you don't want to know how long I was a virgin. I swear, you know, you ain't doing nothing. Mm-mm. Nobody. Mm-mm. Ever. Mm-mm. That's right. So now you know, when me and you do something, I ain't going to say nothing. When I say I promise I ain't going to tell, you have saw me in action. Oh,
see what I got.
Hey. Yeah, Lizzie, thank you, Lizzie. Lizzie said you are a severe fool. She said, I'm glad to know that me and you never did nothing because I hate to hear you blabbing on the radio today. No, I'm still
right.
Got my mouth closed, Lizzie.
Right.
We never did nothing.
He has only had sex with his wife. That is it.
That is it. I promise you. I promise you, it is the honest to truth. Yes, it is. Oh, look at here. Don't y'all start trying to put me on the spot now because I'm damn sure not answering
uh-uh.
the questions. I actually got a dumb question that was just asked. No, I am not answering. Will not entertain.
You're not entertaining that?
I am not entertaining. I am about to read Sean's feedback. Sean said, old-fashioned and outdated, I say. It's all about what is someone willing to do or go. Oh, you butchered this. Bro. I appreciate you writing it, but you butchered. Okay. It's all about what is someone willing to do or go. Much BS can someone put with before they had enough, okay?
What were we talking about? Maybe I'm lost. What were we talking about?
Oh, no. I got to read it, though. I got to read it because I started, so I got to finish. No.
That's what I mean. What is he answering? Which question?
He's answering the romance. You know, is romance necessary today? Or is it old-fashioned and outdated?
Mm.
As long as you are doing what someone wants, regardless of your feeling, nothing else matters, seems to be the way of the dating world today. Okay. Now, that part, I can agree. So as long as you're doing what they want, nothing else matters. So you ain't got to be romantic. You ain't got to be nothing. You pay my doggone life bill, and we in love. You pay my gas bill. We in love. You can treat me like crap if you want to, but you got half on my rent. We in love. We live in a sick society. Yeah, but let's be honest. I'm going to leave names out of it, but I know had a buddy, entertainer, and he was doing real good out there. You know, music was doing real good for him, and he was making good money doing it. But he had, at that time, this was during the 90s, he had four different baby's mothers, which he walked all over. He walked over them. And I don't mean walked over as in they were sitting on the floor, so he stepped over them, you know, to not step on them. I mean, he had them lined up, and he wiped his muddy feet off on them as he stepped across them all. Okay?
Wow.
And they cared less about his mistreatment because, quote unquote, as long as he takes care of his responsibilities and pays the bills, he can do what he wants.
That's not new thinking, though. If you talk to some of the old school women, perhaps in your family, they'll
mm-hmm.
tell you, as long as that man is taking care of home, you don't have a reason to be griping and moaning.
And that is crazy. But you know what? Maybe it's because, you know, we grew up, you know, my mother was an only child. We didn't have our grandfather and we didn't have our father. So, you know, my grandmother didn't have a boyfriend. My mother didn't have a boyfriend, at least anybody that they brought to the house, you know, until we were much older. So we never got to see, you know, interaction like that. But I understand what it is you're saying, because I know some people where, you know, the father, you know, at that time, you know, the father had outside children along the same ages with them, but the father had been married to the mother long before they were even born. You know, so for him to have this many children outside and the mother not throw no hot grits or anything on them, I mean, she either had to make peace or she covered her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, I understand that part of what you're saying, but so Do you think it that old days thing done came back around to being just the basic way for today then?
I do. I think that it's something that we've become accustomed to. Yep.
That's severe to say, because we're talking about basically materialism and financial gain has taken the place of morals, morale, principles, and standards.
It depends. I mean, the Old Testament of the Bible basically tells you that a man can have multiple wives as long as he can take care of each and every one of them equally.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, we got a caller, 816 area code. Who we got on the line?
Hey, cousin.
Hey, what's going on?
Been a long time, man.
Hey, who this, Brian?
Yep.
What's going on, little cuz? What's happening?
Sure, trying to get the fella to do what it do.
Hey, that's what it is, man. That's what it is, man. Hey, thanks for calling in, man. Hey, you been listening so far?
I got a little bit in on it. Cause I caught the number on Facebook and I had to call in, cause you know, first of all, I miss my family. I believe that family is everything, first of all.
There you go, look, cuz I appreciate it, man. Hey man, we on the topic. Go ahead.
Yeah, so when it comes down to it in a relationship, in order to make that fella, yeah, I do think that romance should be somewhat a part of it. Because I think it's the romance right there, and if all you looking for is money, what do you really have at the end of the day? That's the reason why we have so much failed marriages. Remember that divorce is 50% in this country. The rise in divorce over the years has been a rise in broken, especially broken black families over the years. We have a lot of people that hate their fathers because there was no romance when they were doing this. They might have been just trying to get money. They teach their kids to just want money. There's a lot of things that's not taught because the thing of romance has been left way behind. I heard what she said, parts of what the young lady just said a second ago about it.
Yeah.
It isn't just that God has been taken out of the picture. It's that education altogether has been taken out of it.
Mm.
The family don't teach at home no more what it means to be a family and what it means to be a love.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay, now, let me throw this one out to you, you know. Do you think it is more the job of the male or the female to try to ensure that there is romance in this relationship? Or do you think that... Go ahead.
I think it's a 50-50 responsibility in both of them to make sure that there is love in a relationship when they do it. Because when you don't have love on any situation, then it becomes something that's mundane and stupid. So therefore, you know what I'm saying? It ain't necessarily that anything that you need.
And what's going on? Okay. Man, hey, that's what's up. Hey, thanks for calling in, little cuz. You stay on there, okay?
All right
now. Hey, there you go. Troy, what you think, Troy?
It's some good points.
Yeah. Yeah. Now when it goes back to the teaching home part, that part right there, you know, strikes a chord because it was a conversation I was having with a large brother of mine. And, you know, my understanding, and I won't say it's supposed to be, but this is just my thinking. I teach my daughters how to be treated by how I treat their mother. And I teach my sons how to treat their wives by how I treat their mother. And doing so, I believe that I am raising strong women who won't tolerate BS and won't feel the need to be up under somebody that don't know how to treat them like their father treated their mother. And I don't come up with, you know, the little OJs, little Chris Browns, you know, little Robert, whatever dude Beretta name was that killed his wife. You know, I don't come up with those and sons by how they watched me treat their mother. They know to, you know, honor their queen, you know, and expect to be honored in return and to make sure that they are teachers, you know, and preachers to their kids so the cycle can keep going. Now, that's just me and my thinking, not to say that that's the way it should be or supposed to be, but when he said, you know, the education and teachers at home, you know, that's the first thing that stands out to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't believe that you just treat a person like crap because you woke up one morning and wanted to treat them like crap. I believe that, you know, some things are learned. Some things are definitely learned, you know, and, you know, you, like you said, you know, watching, you know, the old people back in the days, you know, hey, as long as he pay my bills, you know, I'm straight. He can do what he want to do. Now you got a daughter and a granddaughter, you know, that's on the same road. Well, yeah, he gave me a black eye and knocked out my teeth, but he did it with the lights on. It was warm in the house. There was food in the cupboard, and I still got the keys to my car, you know? It's like, wait a minute, baby. Look what you just gave up. You saw my man blacked your eye and knocked out your teeth, but yeah. You have because he paid the bill? You got this twisted, love. You got this twisted, you know, but you can't get them, you know, and I had a couple of people, you know, family members that I tried to explain this whole thing to. You know, you can't let my man, you know, use you for a punching bag, you know, and those are one of the sickest things to get involved in. Because when you get involved, you become the enemy. You become the enemy. Not the dude that just beat her up. You. You become the enemy. I once got stabbed because a man was putting his hand down on her, and I put my hand down on him, and because I wouldn't get off him, she stabbed me. Hit me out with this one. Now, they're back together, but me and dude still got beef. You don't, you know, when you get involved in that, if a person don't see anything wrong with it, you are the enemy. You know, hey, my man been beating me up for years. Why you got a problem with it? Because he don't supposed to. Why not? I'm his property. He paid the life. He paid the phone. He keep me dressed right. Baby, that's not all life is about. When you worry about your own house, don't worry about mine. Baby, you deserve more than that, you know? And as a result, you know, you don't have to be romantic when you have a bunch of broken women, you know, and broken men, you know, and people don't believe that men can be broken, but men can be broken too. You know, don't know what they should expect out of a relationship. You sitting here cracking all the jokes about how his woman done been through all his friends, and you don't understand, it's eating him up inside, but he don't know that he don't supposed to accept that. He's a broken man. As long as she comes home, he's okay. Hey, you know, can you do me a favor? Yeah, I seen one of my man's children hanging off your chin. Can you go wash your face before I kiss you at least? You know, like, huh? Bad TL.
I knew you would get yourself in a corner eventually. I'm like, oh, it's a good night. I'm 45 minutes in, and yep, here we go.
Hey, let me tell you, God is really blessing us because my doggone phone ain't died yet. Hey, let me get a couple of songs, and we gonna be back. All right.
All right.
Hold on. Hey, this is dedicated to you, broken. people out there, you broken ladies, y'all. Float on.
Swing and on your way to college, and been around and we're still seeking knowledge. And that ain't nothing that a quitter's gonna do. You'll be the future that our kids look to. And well, I know the time get rough from you. You fear you wanna give up, but I cross my heart to God and open my ear. Let me be the wings you need to fly. Yeah, so, 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 so long. Behind your back, cause we ain't hearing nothing to say. Yeah, we'll just float on. Right past the lonely beast, straight to the golden beast. We ain't got no time to be wasted. We'll just 16 already been in love, yeah. You cut class cause you found you a thug. You think you're Barbie cause he bought you a chain. But make believe and real, they ain't the same. Yeah. Girl, I know you wanna stand out. And we wanna school, that's all they talk about. But having babies before you reach a prime. No need to rush, you take your time, man. Float on. Hate on you the most, girl. Don't even pay him attention. Yeah. So long. There was some time, just leave him behind. Your future is a lie. You're waiting, girl. Don't let your environment steal your potential. To sell you a dream. Call it presidential. You let nobody misuse your body. Use your mind and I don't show anybody. Crying is not an option. Defeat is not an option. Sleep is not an option. A baby is not an option. Baby is not an option. Don't let nobody stop you. Cause I'll be rooting for you. Straight to your destiny. Girl, this is victory. F-L-O-A-T.
Trying to do the things that a man should do. Spending quality time, going to the movies, holding hands in the park, to end to dark. Sporting you around town, with the rag top down, down. The wind is in your hair, all the ladies stop and stare. Wishing they were you, telling me what to do. There's nothing I wouldn't do for you,
honey.
Take no more. not like that no more. Like that no more. Girl, you lied and said you were in it, in it to win it. Then you started tripping.
Man, that right there, boy. I love that doggone Donnie Williams, boy. Donnie Williams, man, is that cat is a beast, boy. That's what I'm talking about, that old school R&B begging, man. And let me tell y'all, I got myself in a little taste of trouble, man. Just a little taste. 16-year-old daughter hit me up. She said, "Daddy, that wasn't funny, talking about babies on nobody's chin." So I guess I got to curb. I got to curb my words. How did I know she was listening? I got to start telling people to put their children to bed again. I got to start with myself first, don't I?
And oh, say everything well. Start at home.
Hey, I got to start with the man in the mirror and put my children, tell my children don't check out daddy's show. Don't listen to nothing. She hit me quick. That ain't funny. So that ain't funny in there. Okay, y'all.
Nothing at all funny about that.
Yeah. But, hey, I didn't put the children there. So, I mean, that's up to the fella that left them children there. That wasn't
no,
my children.
That's your man's in them.
All five of my children is accounted for. I ain't got no more children nowhere dangling nowhere.
Well. if you do, they old news now. Nothing to worry about.
Man. Woo. Man, hey, ain't no statutes of limitations on certain things, let me tell you. I don't believe I could pull that one off. I watch Fence. And I watch my man come in. I watch what love got to do with it. And I watch my man come in. I can't see me do that. And the movie don't go off. The movie goes off real quick. Hey, baby, this is my pow, pow, pow. The movie is over with. Yeah,
those
baby.
Good women.
Let me, baby, we've been together almost 30 years. I'm just trying to find a way to tell you I got a.
Right.
Man, I got a. Yeah.
She says, I am the one.
Yeah, he said.
I just think the best course of action at that point is just to pack your stuff so much you at the grocery store, leave a note, and send money every month. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm telling you what you do. Hit the door and take that picture, Facebook post it, and shoot it to her. Yeah, baby, you had to get up out of here. You see the resemblance?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love you so much. I just wanted to keep you out of prison.
Right.
You think? Yeah. Them was some women, man. Cause I watched that Fences, and I kid you not. My man's going through, and it. I was kind of like his buddy. It hurt me to my heart. Because every time you talk, yeah, she's a good woman. She's a good woman. She is right to me. You know what I'm saying? She is my lady. That is my queen. I honor her. Yes, she is my. And then now you got this little children. Like, no, fella.
Which movie are you talking about?
Fences or Denzel.
Oh, yeah. That, yeah, that hurt.
Yeah, did
that one hurt.
It hurt you too, didn't it? Because it hurt me.
Yeah.
I said, no. Now, I know back in their days, they didn't have Trojan, but they had shellac. He could have put on one of them shellacs. Then, what was the other kind they had back then? What they had back then? It was shellac and there was another kind they had. But, I mean, nonetheless, they had them things, bro. You couldn't do that. I mean, this lady off in the crib, man, she holding you down on the first kid that you got that wasn't her. She holding you down on
right.
that kid. Come on, now. She was the one that gave dude money. My man didn't even want to get his son no money. She like, here, let me give y'all a little piece of taste chain. Yeah, she the one peeled off the little piece of taste chain. Here you go, man. Get your son. It's your son. Act like he your son. Give him a little piece of this little money now. And you're going to turn around and you're going to do that. Hell down your brother that was kind of a little bit not here with us. He wasn't
right.
here with us. Right. Held him down. Went in there, made my man, hurried up, made him some biscuits. I like your biscuits. I ain't got no biscuits. I sure like your biscuits. I'll make you some biscuits, then. Then you do this to a dog.
Yeah.
Ain't no romance. Ain't no the most romantic thing he did was set the little girl there. Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do with her, but we're going to have to do something with her. Yeah, mama done killed over. Yeah, I got one. You know, I'm going to sit out here on the porch. You can stand behind me, you know, and you can choose to stab me in the back or you can help me with this little children here. It's your choice. That's about as romantic as I can get with you right now. Hey, you heard my Denzel voice? Did you hear my Denzel voice?
I heard you.
That was
go
my Denzel
TL.
Voice.
Go on here, Denzel, TL, Denzel.
That was my Denzel voice. Why I broke it down, I'm telling you. But that's what he said in so many words. Hey, hold on. Look, cuz a call back, man. Hey, what's going on, man? Don't you call and try to out Denzel me, man.
He might just want to listen.
Look, yeah, he hit the button, you know, the button, put that little question mark by the phone number. But, yeah, I mean, let me see some more face. Let me see some more feedback here. I keep almost saying food back. Man, I hope these people get me up, man, because, you know, I can't do this all night, man. I can't do this, you know. Don't y'all laugh at the man, but he working by flashlight around here. Don't judge me, y'all. Let me see who we got. Who we got? We got Danielle. Like I said, it's all women. All women. You know, and, you know, for this many women to be responding the way they are responding, I can't say that the majority out there are just accepting. I think they just unlucky in love. Whoa, speaking of unlucky in love, Danielle. Danielle said, I don't have it in my relationship, and my relationship would be so much better if it was. But Danielle,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you a question. Danielle, I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to judge you. But Danielle, why are you staying in the relationship if it's not there? If you, first of all, have recognized that it is not there and you have the expectations that this is a necessity, why are you still in that relationship, Danielle? You know, hit the number, 646-478-5209. Hit me up, Danielle. I definitely want to I want to ask that question. There's no judgment, and please, by all means, because I get so many people that get in their feelings. I'm not judging you. I'm not calling you stupid. I'm not anything like that. I just want to know, you know, your reason. Because it may be something that I don't see in it. You know, I don't understand. You know, something I'm not looking at.
Sometimes
so you can set me
the
straight.
Other qualities of the relationship are well enough that a person may think that the stuff that they're missing isn't as important as what it should be. So they
okay.
overlook those things. Like, it seems minor to some people, but it's major to them. So even though that person may not actually be, say, rejecting them in that area, on purpose, the fact that it's not happening and you've had the conversation leads to the feelings of rejection. But then you look at, because people always tell you, make a list of pros and cons of your relationship. If the pros outweigh the cons, then you're not in a bad situation. So then if you go and you're like, well, he paid the bills, he come home, he don't cheat, he not beating me, he take good care of the kids, I'm not wanting for nothing. But this part that's missing, that intimacy, the romance, is killing you, literally. But it's only one thing opposed to those other 10 things that he does well. Sometimes you find it hard to justify that within yourself, that this relationship isn't working.
Okay. Wow. Now, see, when you put it like that, that is different. You know, when you're sitting back and you judge and see now, when I said that, the way I looked at it, you know, when I was talking about he's paying the bills, but he's beat me and all that, I'm looking at it as, you know, a financial gain and materialism. But it's not. I'm looking at he's a good man. He's doing his job. He's doing the best he can by his family.
Mm-hmm.
He's just not that he's not that show up with flowers, you know, or take me out to dinner just because guy. You know, he's not
right.
That guy. You know, so I can deal with this guy because he's a good man, and I choose to go ahead and live with the fact that he'll never be the one, you know, to surprise me on my birthday with a date and stuff like that. And I can live with it because of all of the good
exactly.
things that he's doing. Okay. Okay. See, now when you put it like that,
so
it,
now
it,
you're,
it puts another
you're
twist.
Basically, exactly. So you're basically using, if you will, if you'll say that we all have a love tank. So you're using all the reserves out of your love tank to make
right.
up for this during the year. At
right.
some point, because nothing's being deposited in there, that tank becomes empty, and then all of a sudden you have nothing to pull from.
Right, right, right. Hey, Toy, I'm about to die on you. I'm gone.
Don't die.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about the phone. My phone.
Don't die.
I still got a little juice in the tablet, so I can still, you know, like, control the board for a little bit, but I won't be able to talk. All right.
Where
so,
my folks
hey,
at? Oh, Lord, I'm on my own.
Yeah, I'll go. Well, you're going to have to dial right in no longer than 2 minutes after I'm finally dropped. Otherwise, it's going to drop the whole show.
I'm getting
all right. Up. Hey, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry, y'all. Hey, y'all, man. Thank you, everybody, for taking
Georgia.
Me out, man. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Feel me? Lady, don't stop it. Be you.
Darling, drops and lace. Clean all clean and shiny, glossy lips on her face. She's a curly girl with a tiny little waist. So the bows to her heels and the garment to her taste and the place. Lounging on the chase is a lovely little lady in a long neck lace that wraps around. So it hits the ground. A nifty 55 in a fish shop that she found. Turn around. Check these ladies up and down. Black French tips with buckles on her gown. She's a pretty clown. From her head to her toes in a polka dotted tutu and her red afro.
You know, when you see one, I am.
From New York to LA, from LA to NY, an LADY. You know, when you see one, I am so big one. A lady from New York to LA, from LA to NY, an LADY.
Have you seen the ballerina in the blue sport? She's stepping outside of the beamer. She's not Nina, but she's not not neither. Got the spice and sugar, blood, the Bloody Mary, give her fever. She's a diva, doling out the hugs in her long waistcoat and her arm length does give her love. The turtle does the ladybug, the queen bee, not a beggar, is the alpha, the omega. She maintains, sipping from the vine, eating strawberries just to pass the time, pass the wine. Took your host with fine glasses. Oh, she never asked to cry, even when she's snacking out. She's all class, from the top to the bottom, just to the T. Baby, flaunt it if you got 'em. You got 'em. You got 'em. You got 'em. Flaunt it if you got it. Who takes a chance in her 4-inch heels, dancing on top of the ant? She's a vamp. No, the lady's not a champ. She's a pro, she's a winner, she's a saint, she's a sinner, she's a queen of the quintessential. Even when she's straight down, she's a bit essential. Not to mention, she's got all the dimensions. She's a mommy, she's a hottie. She's alright. That girl can dance all night. Turn the darkies to light. Take the world a bride. She's a side. And a psychedelic dream. Living with me, baby.